USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors during a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. On a brief walking tour with some of the worst damage, Governor Kay Ivey expressed gratitude for the president's support.
He responded quite favorably, and so FEMA has been right on top of things from day one.
They have.
We're grateful.
President Trump on the survivors.
One woman lost 10 people in her family. Incredible woman. And I said, how did it go? She said, I lost 10. A couple of others lost 2 and 3. I've never seen anything like it.
Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson will resign at the end of May to take a job as president of the University of Texas at El Paso. Bill Shine, the former Fox News executive, resigned as White House Communications Director after being on that job for 8 months. He'll work on President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At his weekly news conference Friday morning, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy declared that the transition in the Democratic Party is now complete.
This was a defining week. A defining week of so many parts. You need to mark it as the moment that the new Democrat Socialist wing of the party overtook their own leadership.
Top Republicans, including the president, described the Democratic Party as an anti-Israel and anti-Jewish party after Thursday's House vote, condemning hate but not specifically denouncing the remarks of freshman Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, critical of Israel. A grand jury in Chicago has indicted Empire actor Jussie Smollett on 16 felony counts related to making a false report that he was attacked by two men in Chicago who shouted racial and homophobic slurs. Police say he recruited two men to stage the attack because he was upset with his pay on the Fox show. Smollett has denied playing a role in the attack. Registered nurses at three New York City hospital systems are threatening to strike, claiming that staffing shortages put patients at risk and medical centers have ignored their complaints. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A sweeping government reform bill is headed to the Senate after passage by the House. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It has zero chance of passing the Senate, but for the record, the Democratic bill aimed to tighten government ethics rules and impose campaign finance restrictions, also going after voter suppression. It would have restored parts of the Voting Rights Act that they say have been whittled down by the Supreme Court in recent years. Republicans call it a liberal power grab, and again, the bill has no chance of passage in the Republican-led upper chamber. I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs in February, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.8%. President Trump discussed the economy outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
We're seeing wages rise more than they have at any time for a long, long time. Wages are going up, first time for many years. I talked about it during the campaign for over 20 years, so I'm happy about that. The economy is very, very strong.
And on North Korea?
Under the Obama administration, North Korea was a disaster. You were going to war, folks, whether you know it or not. You were going to war. There was no talking. There was testing. We didn't have our people back. We didn't have our great hostages back.
President Trump said he would be disappointed if North Korea were to resume weapons testing and reiterated his belief in his good relationship with its leader, Kim Jong-un, despite the collapse of a summit with him last week. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.